Targeted Zapora yesterday. We managed to prepare a little bit. Maybe Yaakov, you got a bit further?
A little bit.
Okay, because we have to collect ideas, collect knowledge. It's all the.
Okay.
Yeah, before we start.
Why do we have to deal with Tom and Chetzi and then Rabbi? Why not just deal with Lewin and we can just be full and Chetzi?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. Normal cases in the whole Masechta are all talking about tams. Because it's not normal for an animal to go. The person's not pishach normally. But yeah, nachon. It would have been the same thing had it been more, just it wouldn't have had to talk about half and quarter, it's spoke about whole and half. It's a good idea.
So, certainly man is naturally
more. Right, nachon. And a few others. Okay, so let's give it a start again then. So Shalonga Saparo. This is now officially share time. So Shalonga Saparo, Veninsa Ubro Bitsido. A shoy gored a cow, and you found an Ubro Bitsido, and you found an Uber next to the cow. Now, what's the suffix, Yaakov?
Was the Uber born before or after?
What's the difference?
If it was born before, then the
going
didn't make a difference. If it was born after, then the
going
did make a difference.
Fantastic. We're in Yidua, and we don't know. It's not known. If it happened, it gave birth before it became, before it got gored, im mishano koyoldo, or no, only after the going it gave birth. So there's a suffix regarding the damages to the vlad. So Mishan Chatz Nezik LePara, you pay half Nezik to the Para because that's the full, that you definitely gored the cow, and therefore you have to pay for the damages. Why half? Because we're talking about Shoritam. Revere Nezik LeVlad. And a quarter of a Nezik for the Vlad. Why a quarter of a Nezik Shmuel? Why a quarter of a Nezik for the Vlad? Because it's Sathik, and we go like Simcha, it's fantastic. And then the next case of the Mishnah is one which we won't go into, but at least we should read it. The opposite way around, where a Para and a pregnant cow, but at least was pregnant, that gored, Shanakas Hashoy, and you find the Vlad next to the cow, and we don't know, we don't know if the cow was already, had already given birth before it gored, in Mishanakriyodo, or maybe only gored, only gave birth after it had gored. And then, for some reason, it seems to be some cryptic clue. You pay half from the par, and, seems to say, sounds like you pay three quarters, which obviously can't be, and we're going to see this in the Gemara when we get
it. Next 2 years after I do that?
Yes. We haven't done it. Says Rashi, Shoy, Shenogas Zapal, Veninsa Uber Betzido, Umeis. And the cow died, and the Vlad had died. So the Shaila was regarding damages of the Vlad. It's not known if it had already given birth before it gored. And it did not die due to the goring. Or maybe not. Because of the goring, it miscarried. So then you pay half nezik for the cow and quarter nezik, revi nezik for the blood. Why a quarter? So Shmuel told us, and Rashi is also saying, the tam chayev chatzi nezik, vay vlad mutl besofeku. This vlad is a sofek and therefore choylikin. We divide up. Okay, so we'll have to see when we learn the sugya, when does sumcha say exactly chokin? Not in every situation he says it. And we'll have to see when he says it. There'll be other gemaras which you have to learn as well. But for now, let's start our gemar. Menvav and Aleph. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yeah, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Says the gemar, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Zudubti veSumchus. This Mishnah is the words of Sumchus. Amar Maman Amutzal beSafik Chayulkin. Aba Chacham Aimim. The Chachamim dispute this ruling, and the Chachamim Aimim. So the Mishnah that says that you pay Reva Nezik for the Vlad, because the Suffolk, He's only going to have some chus. But the chachamim hold the klal gadol b'din. Hamitzim echaver al v'ayayeh that hamitzim echaver al v'ayayeh. Anytime we have a topic, anytime we have room for doubt, we bring a proof for it. Hamitzim echaver al v'ayayeh. And if you got a raya, then you get your money. If you got a raya, you don't get anything. So that's our dhamma for the sugya. The sugya is we have two opinions. We have sumchus, we have chachamim. Sumchus holds mamana mutzvah sopik cholkin, and the chachamim holds no. Chachamim holds that mamitzi mechaveya olavayah. So now the Gemara is now going to go into this shittus chachamim. Sumchus has not got any more of a mention in our sugya. That's it. Now we go a whole long discussion in Shittas Chachamim. And yet, Hashem, after we've done to the two dots, we're going to learn a different Gemara, which on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, which has, gives us a bit of an idea in Shittas Simchus. But let's focus at the moment on Chachamim. We pass on.
Does the Gemara explain why? How do we understand why is the Mishnah fix Simchus when we don't pass on
Yeah, Rebbe passed, Rebbe brought Sumchus as a Stam Mishnah. Let's wait for Lamed Hamad base and we'll tie it up. Yeah. So, Lamali Lameima, we're in the Gemara. Yossi, I'm sorry about the heat, and I'm also sorry about the room. We're going moving hopefully tomorrow in there. But we are five lines down in the Gemara. Three lines down in the Gemara. Lama li lameima zeh klal gadol b'din. He managed to prepare it yesterday. So why does it say zeh klal gadol b'din? Why does it say that? Itzich. Da'apilu nizik ema bori umazik ema shema. Even in a case when the nizik is convinced that the mazik chayiv him money, and the mazik doesn't know. So you might have thought in that case you'll say bori v'shema bori odir, and the mazik and the nizik and the mazik has to pay even though the nizik doesn't bring any clear proof for it. You might have thought you'd say boy v'shem boy odif. Nevertheless, you still say amitzi mechavei alvarai. It's just afilo nizik ama boy, amazik ama shema, amitzi mechavei alvarai. That's the first answer. Why did Rav Yudah Mishmol say the klal gadol b'din? Why do you have to introduce this halacha on the chachamim with the klal gadol b'din to tell you there's a tremendous novelty? What's the novelty? What's the chiddush? Rav Moshe Peretz, what's the chiddush? The first chiddush. First Chiddush, we are about four lines down in the Gemara. Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Now, even the Afilo Nizik, the first word on the line is Nizik. Even the Nizik says Bari, and the Mazik says Shema, Amaiti Mechaveya Olaverai. We don't say Bari Bishema Adif, we don't say that. We don't say Bari Bishema Bari Adif, but rather we say Amaiti Mechaveya Olaverai. Okay, that sounds quite a simple one. Inami, the other tremendous chiddush that there is in the words of Rav Yudah Mishmuel, in Shitzel Chachamim, Inami, Nechihah de'itra. Like it says over here, it says in a Mishnah, if I'm not, in a Gemara, Bob Basta. Hamecha shoy lechaveir, somebody sells a shoy to his friend, v'nimsa nagchon. And it turns out this is an animal that's not workable. It's a nagchon. It's poshta nagchon.
It's a gore.
Nacha means a gore, a wild beast. And this animal you can't work with, right? You try plowing your field with a wild animal, it doesn't work. So Rav Oma, how is that mekartois? Rav says, that's a mekartois. I bought something off you expecting to be an animal I can plow with, and it turns out it was a vildachai, so I can't. So Rav Oma is a mekartois, and I get my money back. Roshmur Oma. Yochel sheyoyim eloi, the meicha can claim, the meicha can say, l'shchita mechartiv loch, I sold it to you for the intention of slaughtering. And if it's for slaughtering, it doesn't make a difference if it's wild or not. And therefore, it's not mechartois, I'm not giving you any money back.
I'm assuming we're talking about only a case where it wasn't discussed with the customer.
It was not discussed.
If it was discussed, then obviously.
Yeah, it was not discussed, sure. He came, he bought, he expected, he thought, and came back and said, it's not what I thought. So, as of now, we haven't seen anything about what's the raya of Amitzi Mechavei Alavarai. We were saying, the reason why we said, the Chiddush Zeh Klal Gadol B'Din is to tell me something about this case. So as of now, we don't really see a big chiddush here about Moitzi Mechav Erevah. I'm telling you that I plan to do it for. I was telling it with the intention that you should slaughter it, and you were saying otherwise. So there's no big chiddush. We've got an argument here. You're claiming this way, I'm claiming this way. So of course, if you want to get money off me, you'll have to somehow prove it.
So, oh, that's Rov. So that's.
Oh, we haven't got to it. That's coming up another.
Isn't that Rov? That case right there. Because most of the time it's sold for work.
That's what the Gemara is going to say, yeah.
Right, so that's one negative Rov and one
That's going to be the answer of the Gemara, yeah. Uh-huh. Right. So just at the moment, the Gemara is now going on a. Like in Sograim, in parenthesis, it's got a question. But actually, let's see. Let's see what type of guy it is. What does it say on his foil, on his what's
CV.
It called?
CV.
Not CV. And the store is the shop.
It's plaque, yeah.
It's not called a plaque either. Come on, Bianca. What's it called? The sign on top of the door?
Shingle.
Shingle
it's
called?
Yeah.
Not yeah, the sign outside. Listen.
All right. Well, let's have a look on the sign. Does it say
work animals?
Does it say slaughtering animals? What does it say? www.bildachai.com or www.plowing.com? What is it? Let's see if he's a guy who sells for radio, which means for plowing. Radio is plowing. He's a guy that sells for slaughtering. Let's see what type of store it is. You can't come to a store that sells for slaughtering and say, oh, I thought it was meant to be for plowing. Sicha, says clearly. So what is it? So he said, Lo tzicha begavad dezov in lahor or lahor. We're talking about a guy who does both. It's a shop which sells animals, some for slaughtering, some for this. So there's no right one way or the other. Okay, so that one's out the window. So now what are we going to do about this argument? He's saying it's a maker of toys, he's saying it's not. So Gemara says, no, let's see, second last line, nechsi, idemei radia le radia. Idemei nechsesa le nechsesa. Now, which animal costs more? An animal that you use for plowing or an animal you use for slaughtering? Plowing, obviously, right? Because it's got much more use and afterwards you can slaughter it as well. So, let's see how much you paid. If you paid the price of radia, so then of course it's a maker of toys. If you paid the price of nechsesa, then it's not. The price of meat went up. And it's exactly the same price as a animal that you use for plowing. It's the same price. So now.
So these cases are all trying to say that's not a chiddush. That's not what it is. That's not what.
We won't be able to work out what he did. We want to know is a mekach tois, yeah?
But I'm saying we're trying to explain why this is not called.
Yeah, we haven't got there. That's coming.
I mean, that's what we're doing. That's what the Gemara is doing.
At the moment, I said this is in parentheses.
Throwing off the case and saying this is not a chiddush.
No, not yet. No. The Gemara at the moment is saying I don't understand the shaila. What are you saying? If it's a mekach tois, we'll be able to work out. We'll work out what you paid it for. There's an argument if it's a mekach tois.
It's not a chiddush.
It's not a shaila in the There's two things. There's one thing where I'll tell you a chiddush about Mitzvah Mechavei Arvaya. I'll tell you a chiddush of Mitzvah Mechavei Arvaya. And I'll tell you something else that doesn't make sense. You've got an argument here that doesn't start.
Right. You don't need to come to that.
Because yeah, it just doesn't start.
You know what the deen is.
So it's nothing to do with that sugya.
Not a chiddush.
Nothing to do with that sugya at all. And why are they coming to Beis Din? You can work out.
It must be that it's there for some other reason.
It must be that there is, if we're saying it's a
shabbat. Some other kiddush, because this is another.
No, sure, not exactly. I'm going to be a bit pedantic on you. The Gemara here is coming along that two people came to Beis Din, right? They came to Beis Din with a shayla. Now, there's two ways we can deal with such a shayla. Well, that's a good shayla. And Allah says, okay. Or we can throw you out of Beis Din and say it's not shayla to begin with. Don't waste our time.
Oh,
we're saying at the moment here you're wasting our time. You're coming to a Beis Din, it's not a shayla bechlal. You're saying, I'm saying it's like a toy, you're saying not. Let's see how much you pay for it.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's what the Gemara is saying.
Well, that is what the Gemara is saying. So, the Gemara says, that type of question doesn't
matter. The beginning question is what is that called?
Right, right.
That's the beginning question.
That's the beginning question.
What's it doing there?
No, this is in parenthesis.
The Gemara is not doing that.
From Menechti until.
It's not answering that.
No, indeed. Right. It's not. From the next thing until whenever, I tell you in a minute, his own parenthesis. That means the Gemara is saying, because the Gemara is going to Shaila, that the Shaila didn't start. The Shaila didn't start. Let's see, what was the first question? Let's see what type of story it is.
How do you know that's not what the
Gemara
is doing?
How do I know? Because read the words of the Gemara. The next thing, what does that mean? Let's see what type of guy it is. Now, what exactly does the Gemara mean to ask by that? Let's see what type of story it was. What type of store is he selling? Is he selling a store that sells meat for slaughtering or not? What does that mean to say? It means to say the Shaila never started. If it's a store that sells for meat and not for working, so kol tov. Of course, you bought it. It's not a mekach tois. So Gemara says, no, he sells for meat. Okay, but we can still work out whether it's a mekach tois. Look at the price. Answer is the price is the same. So now, there's no way of us knowing whether when the guy bought it, he knew it was for Raja or for Nafsasa. There was no gilui. There's no way of showing which type of animal it was. And he's saying, I bought it for plowing. And the other guy's saying, I sold it for slaughtering. So now what do we do in this situation? So we still haven't finished the parenthesis, because the Gemara says, Leit Sikha da Oike Bissa V'Kar B'Zmi Raja. So the Gemara now says, Omri, the Bnei Yeshiva said, we still don't understand why you're coming to Beis Din. What's the discussion here? You have a guy, call him Reuven, who bought this animal, and you have Shimon who sold the animal. Now, Reuven's saying, you owe me money. What money? The price of the animal. Because make up toys. But Reuven is holding this animal in his hand. And how much does this animal cost? The same cost. The same cost that he's claiming from Shimon. The amount of cost for an animal that plows is $3,000. The price of meat also went up to $3,000. So he's got in his hands $3,000. So what are you arguing about? What are you coming to Beis Din for? You want him to pay you $3,000? You have $3,000 in your hand. You go and sell it. You'll get your $3,000. So, on me, the Rabbi Bnei Shimon said, "Yilekinish talumi minei." What happens if Bemet Shimon doesn't have the money? Doesn't have the funds to pay. Shimon,
the owner back.
Yeah, he doesn't. Seller. Right, he doesn't have the funds. The seller. All right, he doesn't have the funds to pay back. So, lishkele l'tori b'zuzi. Take the cow or the ox and just take that in lieu of the funds taken instead of the payment. I mean, let's agree with you. It's a makeup toys. We agree to make up toys. It is a make up toys. So what do you want? Let's say you're right. It would be a make up toys. What would you want? Your $3,000. You have $3,000 in your hands. Go and sell your animal. So still, why are you coming to Beis Din? What are you coming to Beis Din? Wasting Beis Din's time for no reason. You have a guy you want $3,000 from, and he doesn't have it. So you take him to Beis Din to force him to pay. You have it in your hand. Go and sell it. To Omri Inchin, and these are a bit hard words here. Ta'ami Inchi, because it's a well-known saying. Memori Rashvasoch, Pori Ephra. Memori Rashvasoch, now Rashi, he doesn't explain what it means, but Rashi in Bom Metzia does. Memori Rashvasoch means Mibal Choyvech, from your person who owes you money. Pori Ephra, you should take even Subin, which is even some type of... Yeah, low quality produce. Take it. If he's giving it to you, if you've got it, take it, and then you can sell it and you can make your money. So what's going on here in Shaila here? If we're talking about, regarding Shaila, if it's a Mekah Tos, I'm saying it is, you're saying it's not, and I'm taking you to Beis Din because I hold it's a Mekah Tos. Why are you taking him to Beis Din? You have this animal, just go and sell it. What is the point of coming to Beis Din? To which the Gemara answers, Leitziche de ikelish tolum emeini. It is the guy does have money. He's got funds. And I want liquid cash. I don't want to trouble myself to sell the animal. It's his animal. It was a make of toys. I didn't buy this animal. This animal belongs to the seller. Let him sell it. It's his problem. I want the cash. That's the Shaila why I'm coming to Beis Din. Now all that was in parenthesis to explain why the guy's come to Beis Din. He's coming to Beis Din because A, it wasn't possible to work out what type of animal was sold to him. B, it wasn't possible to work out the value of it because it was the same value. And C, I claim that the seller has the money to pay me back, and he refuses to do so. So I've taken him to Beis Din. So now who's right? The person who bought it or the person that sold it? Now here starts the Gemara back to what we started with. Rav Amar,
Harizamek of Tois. When Rav said before, we were basing on the fact that maybe there was robe against his promotion.
No, that you said.
Well, no, well, Rav said, I mean...
We're now saying that.
Okay, but I'm going to say, if we make it where this guy sells both animals equally, and the price is the same, so then any reason that we would think to make the Mekotel seems to go away.
This guy sells equally. Not that people buy equally. Uh-huh. Right? So you have almost...
You can't do this guy.
Well, I wanted that. Most people buy for plowing, and I saw you've got a good animal here. I want to use it. Rav Omar is the Mekar Tois. Rav says it's the Mekar Tois, meaning that the seller is obligated to return the funds. Because they'll...
Would you say you want to switch another animal to him?
Huh?
Maybe we'll force him just...
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to deal with
him. Why do we require that?
Why should
that
he?
That would be a certain type of a chalupa, I would say.
One second. Let's see first what the halacha in the ma'aseh is, and then you can tell me what you feel that it should be. So, Rav Amar is Mekar Tois. Yeshua, we are four lines down on the bit. Rav Amar is Mekar Tois. The buyer was right. It's a Mekar Tois. He can get his money back. Why? Zil Basaruba. Majority of people don't buy for slaughtering. The majority of people buy because they want to plow it. So the guy selling it, he knew what the guy was buying it for, because most people buy it for that. And therefore, he sold it under false pretenses. And therefore, Ruba the Inchi, the Radio Hudazavni. They sell it, they buy it for Radio. Radio means what?
Lamb.
So therefore, it's a Mekar Tois. Now here comes Shmuel. Oh, Shmuel Omar. Now this is the Chiddush of Shmuel. He can say, I sold it to you for slaughtering. We don't have Basarayv. So this is the Chiddush. If the person who wants it, the buyer, wants his money back, he'll have to prove that the seller sold under false pretenses. Majority of people take a buy it for plowing. Very nice. But when it comes to mominess and you want to extract money from somebody, even against the roif. That's the chiddush. Ki azlinam basaruba, when do we go follow the majority be isur regarding isurim? Somebody has three pieces of meat here. Two of them are kosher, one of them is straight. And he wants to eat. He can eat them. Each one of them individually can eat. Why? Azinam basaruba. Regarding isurim, azinam basaruba. Regarding mominus, amaitzi mechaveh alavarai. To extract money from somebody else, if somebody's muhsik, to extract it from him, amaitzi mechaveh alavarai, even against the majority. But there, klal godo b'toyah. That's a klal godo b'din. Klal godo, regarding the chesh mishpat, even negadroyv, amaitzi mechaveh alavarai. You hear him, Shmuel?
Yeah.
Excellent. That is the Ela Hamitzi Mechaveh Alavarai. Now, how do we know all this? I'm sure I was asking before. How do we know that this is how the Gemara is going? Now, if you look at Rashi, you'll see Rashi right at the beginning of the Sugya shoved in about this roif. Let's see this Rashi, the Ramasa Inami. Inami Nechiho. See the first Rashi? Inami Nechiho. You know what? This is Chiddush Zekhar Golibdin. If you heard the Yachal Loima, a person can say, Nishchita Mechatim Loch. I sold it to you for Shchita. Va'afal gab de ikele meimazil basruba. Here Rashi already puts it in. Even though you could say you go according to the majority. Verubele radikazavni. Most people buy for plowing. Va'ave mekar tois. Ashvina mas nisim. The Mishnah teaches us the hoyel. Venokit Moicha Adami, since, now this is a very important Rashi, since the Moicha is holding the money, Hoyo Venokit, Nokit means holding, since the Moicha is holding the money, Havle Idoch Moitzi Mechaveroi, Va'olabarai. The other person, the buyer, is Moitzi Mechaveroi, Rolov Haraya. And he has to, on him is the onus of proof. He has to prove who owes him, that he was done out of a deal. Right? He has to prove it. So that's the chiddush of this Gemara. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Chiddush of the Gemara is, Hamoitzi mechaveh alvarai, even against the majority. Why? Because the person holding the money, he is the one who's muchzik. You want to extract it from him? Extract it from him, you have to do it by, with a proof.
How does Shmuel
know
that we don't go according to
Rav
by
Mama? No.
Shmuel is telling us the Kiddush. Where
is he getting it from? That the Gemara is going to learn very soon. The Gemara is going to ask, right, where do we know it from? Right? But, yeah.
And Simchas disagrees with that.
And Simchas, of course, disagrees with it. He said, Mama, I'm going to be suffering Chol.
Rav holds that
we do both parts. Rav, all this Kiddush, which is saying, Zekar Gadol Adin, Rav disagreed on that. Rav said that if you have a majority, we follow the majority even by Mominus. But Shmuel holds Mominus. And we pass on Shmuel by Mominus. So that's where it would be. Okay.
Otherwise, I mean, could be Gazela then.
What's Gazela?
Like I said, it could be. If you're extracting money and you're, because of the role, even though he really did have that intent to sell it to the, you know, it's similar to, you know, like sanctioned stealing. You're taking money away out. You're taking money out of the person's pocket. That's pretty severe. So I can see perhaps why Shmuel would hold that way.
Yeah, sure, has asked a very, very good question, which goes really, it's quite a deep question. It's quite a deep question in the whole halachas of Amitzi Mechavei Ola Berai. In this case here, for instance, so we have a Sofuk, whether the Meich is chayib to pay him. It's a Sofuk. It could be his chayib to pay him. So is that money that's in the hand of the Meicha, is that Sofuk stolen money? What would be, for instance, if we have a Sofuk, me and Meisha Peretz, although we're good friends, we have a Sofuk who this pen belongs to. Could be his, it could be mine. Happens to be in my pocket. So what's the halacha? So maybe he can't take away from me. So who does this belong to? Does it belong to me?
Yeah.
It's in my pocket. But it's a suffix. He can't take away from me because it's a mitzvah mechaveh al v'ray. But in the end of the day, this suffix, this pen, this suffix, according to some of us, would be splitting up, or the value at least. But by kunzacham, a mitzvah mechaveh al v'ray. If I'd been a kaddish and isha with this pen,
would it work?
Would we say, oh, now it's a suffix, he's suing? Right? Mm-hmm. What would be? So very, very, very important. You say the halacha is that mitzvah mechaveh al v'ray is not just that it's a suffix, it's a din. Like you're saying, it's a din. The din is that since you've got no raya, so it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm mufsik and he has the right to take away from me, there's the psak halacha. The psak halacha is that pen is mine. Mm-hmm. If it bring a raya, obviously the psak halacha would change. But as long as he hasn't got a raya for it, psak halacha, this pen belongs to me. I can be captured an issue with it. Right, so maybe your question, which you were saying, that you can't take away from somebody else, because it's like a suffix zela, and that's what we're machmir, it's not so possible. Because if the halacha would be go bas roiv, so it's not zela.
Yeah.
Because roiv would say that that money belongs to the buyer.
Depends on whose jurisdiction you're in.
No, but if the halacha would be go bas roiv, if you're like Rav,
yeah,
and Rav would say go bas roiv, then that money that you're holding is gneva, you have to give it back.
You have to give it back, right.
Right, so
it works both ways.
Right.
I understand.
So you were saying that you can understand why you don't go basarai because of chash gneva here. It's not true. Because if you would go basarai, there wouldn't be any gneva.
Right.
Right. The din is going to be kaveh whether there's a gneva or not.
What if you know it's not your pen, even though it's in your pocket?
So I'm a
gammon. Wait, so you're
no.
No.
I'm a gammon.
Depends
on
Simon's
pen,
and that's the line.
Right,
say that. Right.
Okay, listen, that's what Biaki meant to say. But in a case where it's obviously a right. Okay, right. Again, wouldn't come to Basin, be thrown out of Basin, we're not here for that. We're here when there's a real shayla. The real shayla is, we don't know whose it is. And that's going to be the kiveh. Hamitzah Chalala is a din, that's how we'll go for the time being. It's a din, that's kaveh, whoever's holding it, that's his.
Whatever.
We have a couple of rashis still.
Most perfect. Two more rashis today. Says
two more rashis, yeah. Two rashis.
Only
the
point of rub,
that's the point of rub. Yeah. The nechsesa, the shchite. The meiradia, are your korin, are more expensive. The flowers, are the ones used for flowering, are more expensive. There, okay. Commissioner Maltzner, you're over to you.
So we bring you a
rashi
today, and they say, he says, you know, you took the wrong pen, he says, he's got proof. it's your pen. Tomorrow you can have children with it.
Uh-huh.
Next month he brings videotapes that are yours. Do we know when you say that the condition is called?
No.
It's not called. Cause
no. It's not in his bar. It was Gneva.
It was Gneva.
Yeah. If you bring a riot, it's a risky thing. Because if you would bring a riot, then...
So
the Meister was his all time. The Raya is not from now on, it's his all time. Just he didn't have that Raya. Yeah, okay, very good. So that's the two Chedushim that we have to remember. Two Chedushim that Shmuel told us to make it out of Raya. And Yossi asked, how does Shmuel know it? Right? Yossi's question, how do we know it? But Divine Shmuel said it.
Shmuel
says the Beis Surim. No, Rav said the Beis. I mean, Shmuel said you follow the Roiv by Surim, but my mom is not. Chiddush v'amitzeh chaver al-Varayah means that when it comes to Chesh Mishpat, we don't follow the majority. Even though by Surim we do, but that's Shmuel. That is Shmuel. Okay. Tanya Nama Ochi. We have a Braisa which supports what we just learned. Shoy Shinog HaKazapol. We are about 10 lines down, maybe. No, Amud Beis.
10 lines down.
Tanah Mahachi, we have a Braisa supporting this. Shoy Shonog HaKasaparo V'nim Tzu'ub Rabitzido V'ein Yodua Eino Yodua Yodea. And we don't know, he doesn't know. Im Ad Shaloi Nolcha Yolda, if before it gored, it already given birth. Im Ishanolcha Yolda, or after the going it gave birth. And the Shaila is the, did the Shoy damage the Vlad? Misham Chatsi Nezik Leparo or Vien Nezik Levad Divrei Sumchus. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. So that's like the Bryce thing. That's like Shmuel said.
Rav Yehuda Shmuel said
that the Mishnah, our Mishnah, which said that you go cholken is only sumchus, but the Chachamim would say hamaytzi mechavei olveray, and the Bryce supports him. The Bryce supports him. Okay.
And Rav doesn't hold like either of them.
And Rav, what do you know, Rav?
Rav goes by majority.
Rav.
He holds by majority. He doesn't hold by Tumchus. He doesn't hold by
Rav would say he's not
right. So Rav would say that the case that Bryce is talking about is not a case where there's
right,
a majority.
Case, right.
This case would be a simple suffix, and you'd still say Mama Namutzah. You would say I'm like Mechaber Adavrei. Okay, now there's another half of this Gemara, which Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Shmuel Bar Nachmani said like this: Minayim that Moitzi Mechaber Olaverai. From where do we know this is soid of a Moitzi Mechaber Olaverai? Anyone managed to learn this Gemara yet?
Yeah.
Or not yet? In Rav Shmuel. Tough. So we have to learn this Gemara because there's a tremendous difficulty in this Gemara. So I'm going to do it slowly, and maybe one of you can. Shout out the difficulty. From where do we know that Moitzi Mechavei Olav Araya? From where do we know this principle? That Moitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. Shenema Mibal Dvorim Yigash Aleim. The Pasuk says that when, I think it's from my history, that he was saying, Yishav Dini Torah, the Beis Din, and Mibal Dvorim. Yigashalim, the person who is a Baldvorim, the Tovea, the claimant, the plaintiff, whatever you call him, Yigashalim. From there we learn Yagish Raya Aleim. He has to, what's he using the word Yigash? It's Yagish Raya Aleim. He has to present the proof. Yagish
Raya.
He has to bring.
Yagish
Raya Aleim. He has to present the proof. So that's where you know the side of Hamaytzi Mechaveh Olverai. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. Yagish Raya Aleim. He has
drasha.
To present the proof.
It's a drasha. The pasuk doesn't say.
Right. It's a drasha. It's menatoya. Rashi says Baal Dvarim. What's a Baal Dvarim? The first Rashi on the page. The Tevea. In English, the plaintiff. He is the one that has to bring the birth burden of proof is on him. Maskev lo Rashi has a difficulty. Why do you need the pasuk? Svaruhu, it's such an obvious statement. The koivle keivo. So whoever's got the pain, also lebe asya goes to the doctor. It's a muscle. If somebody has that pain, who goes to the doctor? Comes to the person, or the person goes to the doctor? The person goes to the doctor. So who's in pain here? The person in pain is the claimant, is the tiver, right? The plaintiff. So he has to go to the doctor. He has to go to the police. He has to go and prove that he deserves the money. Who else do you want to prove it? Who else do you want to bring the proof in? The person that hurts, the person that's painful, he's the one that has to prove that it's painful for him. He's the one who has to go to the doctor. Since the obvious svar, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a pasuk for mitzvah chaver v'ra'i? It's such a positive thing. If you want to claim money from somebody, you go and prove it. And that the Gemara throws out the question. We wanted to say, what's the makor for mitzvah chaver v'ra'i? The Gemara brought a pasuk, a drasha, and the Gemara's thrown out and says it's not true. It's a simple svar.
How is that, Moshe?
When you say if somebody's sick, he goes to the doctor. That means he has to involve him, actively sort himself out. So if somebody says that, if somebody claims that somebody owes him money, you have to get off yourself and sort yourself out. Prove it. I heard what Motra asked, yeah? But how are you asking it?
Going to basement is tantamount to going to the doctor.
Okay.
Okay. So he goes in and he says what his claim is. I mean, he doesn't need to go and prove it beyond that. And he's like, prove it to me. You go to the doctor and say, prove to me that you've got pain. Well, it hurts over here.
Yeah.
Well, prove it to me. How do I know that you feel pain? Well, I told you I feel pain. I mean,
Nachon. But some going to say somebody owes me money is not going to...
of beyond just going and making a claim.
Some going to basement claiming something... And the other guy claiming for cat, you're not going to get anywhere with it. So you want the court to go a bit further, right? So somebody has to prove something.
Yeah.
Right. Who has to prove it? The person who wants to claim the money, or the person that wants to defend himself? Who has to prove it?
Well, initially it's on the person who's making the money.
Why him? Maybe the person defending. Maybe the person defending himself should.
But he doesn't really know what he's defending against.
The one who's got the ache is the one who's dealing with it. Why does the doctor not come to the person? Because he doesn't know that the guy's got his sick. But the person who's sick, who knows there's something wrong, he's the one that has to take an active role. Here as well, the person who got the claim, and he knows what happened, so he should bring it right, he should prove it. He's the one who's starting the ball rolling, so he should prove it.
Right, but maybe the starting is just making the claim. I have a claim, you want me
that's
money,
one,
I'm going to base it.
That's one good question. That's a multiple question. That, what's a svar? Simchus is chelik. If Rabbi Simchus, he's chelik, he's the mamon amatz v'sav echelkin. That's one good question.
What's the
question we're asking is, the Gemara says, why do you need a posuk? It's posuk, it's a svar. Says Rabbi Motzcha, can't be such a svar. Simchus is chelik. Something which is logic is mochach. Something which is logically true is mochach. So it can't be so mochach because sumchus is chilek. There is another question as well on this mark. Based on what we learned today.
What were we trying to figure out?
Another question. The Gemara says, why do you need a pasuk? It's pasuk, it's a svar. So there is a question on that question on the Gemara. That Motzei asked already, it can't be such a svar because of sumchus. And we ourselves should have a different question as well. There can't be such a svar because of
Roiv.
Yafeh. Shmuel just told us a chiddush. Klal gadol b'din. I feel against the Roiv. It's not such a svar that. If you have a roiv telling me that this animal was sold for plowing, no, I sold it for meat, for slaughtering, I made some out of a roiv. Sorry, roiv telling you otherwise. Regarding Yisuri, we go about the roiv. So who says you should say I made some out of a roiv in this case? It's not so poshut, is it? There should be another question as well. Can't be so poshut to say that I made some out of a roiv because The first answer of the Gemara. What was the first answer of the Gemara? Remember? What was the Chzek Ra'al Gadol B'din? Even a Bari V'Shem. Even against the Bari V'Shem. So those three questions are strong questions in the Gemara. The Gemara is starting off saying, why do you need the Mekor Kalmitzim Mechavel V'Raya? It's Poshut. It's a Svara. So we've got three questions on that. It's not a Svara. First of all, Sumchas is Chedek. Second of all, you've got Rav against him. Third of all, it's a Bari. So who says we should go to Kula? Who says we should say Mechavel V'Raya in that case? So that question, those questions are asked by the Maram. The Maram, you know where the Maram is? You remember still the Maram? Where would you find the Maram? No, Maram Rothenberg. Where would we find the Maram? Comes Bina Bein Azman, and we ask you to remind us. Okay, it's under the Marsha, but where would you find the Marsha?
Marsha, the Avnag Mat.
Under
that. Under
that.
The Marsha is after the Rosh. And the Rosh is the first thing after the Gemara.
I don't know here. I've got a thin version.
No Maram in there, really?
Really?
Doesn't make sense.
Oh,
very good. Next, the Chacham Shleim. Next, you see the Maram?
What?
If you see the Chacham Shleim, you
must.
Oh, very good. Maybe on the wrong page. Look for Mem Vav on the base. That's where we're holding. Mem Vav on the base on the Gemara. You found it? Look for Pei Chamishi. I think you're looking on the wrong page,
yeah.
You haven't? Oh, now you're on my base. You see Ayin base? You see, Ayin Beis means Amid Beis. So there you are, Gemara. Amid Shmuel Mal Chemeni, Minayin Shamitzim Mechvel Vayal. I'll read that slowly for my parents. Shenema Mi Bal Dvar Miyagish. Matzki Vlar Rav Ashi is just quoting the Gemara. Halomeli Kros Tvaruhu. Yesh Ledaktik. Ma Parich Rav Ashi. What's Rav Ashi asking? Lomeli Kros Tvaruhu. What's Rav Ashi asking? It's a Tvaruhu. How come on? In front of us, we see the Sumchus Rila de Yachloiku. Sumchus holds its Yachloiku. So it can't be a Svara. Void. And also, name it, let's say, the Krah Osa. The Apostle coming to tell me, Afila Hechadi Keruba Neget Chazoko. Even when there's a Rive against the Chazoko.
Which Apostle is it
the same? Mi Yagish. Mi Baldvorim Yagish Alem.
Oh, that's coming to teach you.
Maybe that's coming to tell me, even a Rive. Kahidir Rabbi Shmuel than El, like we just saw in Rav and Shmuel, the Ruba the Inchi the Radiyazavni, that even though the majority of people buy animals for plowing, Tanakilim is Svara. You can't say that's a Svara. You can't say the Svara is not to go boss of the Rav. The Chazinon, this really does not boss the Ruba. Because we see, first of all, Rav holds you go past the road, and also with Yisroel we go past the road. So therefore, Vashmin on Kro, the Pasuk coming to tell us, these are the questions of the Maram. It's a very strong question. First of all, Sumchus, and second of all, what do you do about Rav? So he says a Teretz. He says a very Dochuk Teretz. Very Dochuk. He says the Poshup Pshat of the Pasuk, Mi Bal Dvarim Yagish Aleihem, is nothing to do with Momen Hamutzah B'Safek. It's just a simple machlekes about a machlekes between Bali Dinim. So, V'yesh Yashav B'Deichek, we can answer B'Deichek. B'Deichek means it's not Gishmak. Meshum Dekro Le Mishtama De Mari, the Pasuk is not Mashmala, it's talking about the Momen Hamutzah B'Safek. With the moment hamutzah b'safik, the kro loy ari b'momen. The pasuk is not talking about money at all. Ki im bebali dinim koma. It's talking about bali dinim. The pasuk is not talking about money. It's talking about bali dinim. Bali dinim. Who goes to Beis Din? Who goes to Beis Din? Well, obviously, Svara. Who goes to Beis Din? The one who's a plaintiff, he goes to Beis Din. V'kama mishu bal dvoim hatrivea yagi shriya alem. He's the one that has to go to Beis Din. That means, according to what he's saying, we have to know exactly what is Maman and Mutzah B'Safek when we say Cholkim. But there are cases where Sumchus himself agrees you don't say Cholkim. For instance, if I go up to Shua and I say, you owe me money, and Shua says he doesn't, he doesn't know about it, or he says he doesn't, we wouldn't say, okay, 50-50. But definitely if he says he doesn't know about it, we wouldn't say 50-50. There are cases where Sumchus himself agrees that you don't say Maman HaMutzah B'Safek Cholkim. And the Pashas of the Pasuk says the Meram is not talking about Maman HaMutzah B'Safek. The Pashas of the Pasuk is talking about Stam, where you've got a plaintiff against the defendant and they're coming to Beis Din, and who has to bring the Raya? So on that there's a Svar. On that there's a Svar. Of course when there's a Maman which is a Safek, then it could be Cholkim, could be Gavas Sarayv, that's a Chiddush. But the pastors of the Pasuk is not Mashmalari. The pastors of the Pasuk is coming to tell me, Stam, any time when you've got a plaintiff and a defendant, who has to prove one way or the other? To which the Gemara says, for that is a Safek. It's a Deichuk, a big Deichuk. But at the moment, that's what we have. We have a Meram. A Meram saying that the Gemara's got Kasha, and we'll stop here now. The Gemara's got Kasha. That why do you need to bring me a raya for amitzim echaveil of a raya? At least in some instances, it's poshut. And the pashas of the Gemara, of the pasuk, is talking about those instances. And in some instances, it's poshut, and the Meram says the pashas of the pasuk is that in those instances, that's what the pasuk is talking about. And in those instances, you have to bring a raya. That's poshut. So the Gemara now is going to go and tell us another thing which you learn from the pasuk. So we're going to stop here, but what have we done here? Where are we holding? We're holding, we started with the Gemara, we started with Machlekes Sumchus and Chachamim. We've left Sumchus at the side. We've gone on to the Chachamim. We said what the Chiddush of the Chachamim is not just in a simple Amitim and Chavir, but even in Bari Veshema, and even with the case when there's a Rav against him. Even then we say Amitim and Chavir, according to Shmuel. Then the Gemara asked, where's the Makori? Now this would have been a Gvaldiga Kasha to answer Yossi's question. Yossi has a question. How did Shmuel know it? How did Shmuel know that you say Hamoitzi Mechavei Olavarai even against the Roif? So we would have a pasuk here. There's a pasuk. We bal dvarim yagish aleihem. Problem is the Gemara really throws that pasuk out. So we don't really have a good makor for it, but we'll have to still work on that. But that's where we're holding. We're not yet up to learning the Tesis, because there's still more we have to learn. What we've done is have to learn go over the Gemara properly. And so the next part of the Gemara we can leave. The next three lines we can leave. It's really a separate point, which I don't want to go into at the moment. So we've really got to where we need to get to on this Gemara. So go over the Gemara, get the Gemara clear, try and go over it a couple of times. And then we have to learn a Gemara, a different Gemara. It's on Daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph. There's a Mishnah there. You'll have to write this down in the Mishnah.
Yeah,
Lamed Hey Amud Aleph is a Mishnah. Three lines of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is on Lamed Hey Amud Biz. Until the two dots.
Lamed Hey Amud.
Base the Gemara until the two dots. Okay? That we'll all have to do before we can start learning any tastes. And that's Shemra's Tavern, which has some air conditioning.